Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And what happened here? I don't know. Okay. Hope that's better. Anybody can hope it? Yeah, okay. Good. Welcome everybody to Tony's show. And tonight we're going to talk about, or morning, I'm running a little late. Multiple topics, really. I put a map of the Earth so everyone can see the earthquakes and the planet going on. I even put a biblical verse there, I think Matthew 24:7, you know, and we're basically seeing this, really, just part of the prophecy. For nation shall rise against nation, realm against realm, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Now, it's the interesting thing about part I'm looking at, famine, pestilence, and earthquakes. Well, we got the pestilence thing going. We got the genetic editing thing going on. We've got the famine in the works. And we have earthquakes happening all over the place. I had a friend of mine down in Mexico contact me, tell me that they had a major earthquake and it kind of, you know, basically gave her a wake-up call. And I decided to look on the map, and there was another earthquake up in Texas. There was another couple in Hawaii. There's a bunch in Japan. And all over the place. So, when I see stuff like that, I kind of get to thinking anymore, how much of the earthquakes that we're seeing today are an actual natural phenomenon? Sounds like a really bizarre question, but really it isn't. How much today are we actually seeing is an actual phenomena that's occurring because tectonic plates are shifting because the earth is moving or you know, the tides have changed, the sun, whatever. Or are these earthquakes being actually man-made or other-made? Makes you wonder. I mean, in the last 40 years alone, there has been so much deception and manipulation about everything that we've been taught, and what we've been taught is even science, and follow the science, and if we're following the science, we're finding out that that's not scientific. Testing the science. Always remember, test the science. Test it, test it, test it. Don't follow it. Scientists have theories. They have hypotheses. They can prove these hypotheses, and then they become a fact. If you have two or three scientists validating a fact, validating a hypothesis or a theory, it becomes a fact. Doesn't mean it works, doesn't mean it's applicable, it doesn't even mean it's a fact until it's tested. And even in the testing, you know, when you're looking even in the health food end of things, and they do test studies on certain situations, for certain situations, or to see how things work. A lot of times you'll get multiple studies done with different venues and different places, and sometimes they agree, but most times they don't. So what do you go by? And you also have to remember that when you have scientists getting involved in any kind of experiment, you have to ask the question, who's funding the experiment? Who's footing the bill? Let me give you an example. Years ago, soy has always been known to be a poisonous plant. Go into the FDA poison plant database, there's over 144 studies which are on my website. And they've always known this is a poison plant. Now, we've even talked to farmers. They say you don't even have to put pesticides on the plant. Nothing comes near it anyway. It's so toxic. But then you go into PubMed or NIH or some other QD med research, whatever, and you'll find one set of studies saying that it's all bogus and, you know, this is garbage. You shouldn't eat another. So, oh, yeah, it's going to protect women's breasts and it's going to give them, you know, the balance they need for their hormones and blah-da-dee, blah-da-da. And then you as a consumer think, okay, well, one thing soy is no good, the other one thing soy is good. So what happens? Then you got to go look at the test. And then you got to look at who paid for the test. If Cargill paid for the test, you know it's going to favor soy. If an independent group tested soy, you're going to know that they're not going to favor soy because it's an independent study not being controlled by handlers or corporations or bullshitters. That's why we have the confusion today. You got a lot of goofy gurus out there. Oh yeah, eat this, drink this, you know, you're gonna have an erection 9 feet long, you're gonna have boobs so big you won't be able to walk, you're gonna have butts so tight you'll squeak, you're gonna be looking like Muscle Joe Dynamo, and drink this protein, eat these pills, and blah da dee and blah da da. And you think, oh my gosh, I got to try this stuff. A lot of guys say, 9 foot long, yeah. The woman is saying, not in this lifetime. The point I'm making, goofy gurus will sell you their mother if they can make a dollar. They don't care what's in the product. They don't care about excipients. They don't care about anything. They care about the bottom line. Are you buying that bottle of shit they're selling? Are you buying that bottle of toxic waste that they're selling? Are you buying that bottle that has all this nanotechnology in it so that when you consume it, it will permanently damage your DNA? You know, are you buying this, you know, protein loaded with all kinds of endocrine disrupting chemicals and estrogens that can feminize men and boys? See, they don't care. They'll push hemp protein, which is very estrogenic. They'll push soy protein, which is estrogenic. Pea protein, estrogenic just like soy. You know, Brazil nut, again, you got estrogens in that as well. And the absorption ratio of those proteins are absolutely in the basement. Then you get the vegans. Yeah, it's my protein. I'm going to eat that. Yeah, the cow, no. They would try to explain to them that, you know, if they're males, they may lose their manhood and grow boobs and... Well, okay, let me rephrase that. Years ago, you could say that and tell men that men, you know, the men that were manly, that, you know, had a male organ, knew what to do with it. You know, you either peed with it or you had intercourse. These guys today, you tell them, oh, it'll help you, you know, it'll give you boobs. Oh, sign me right up. Oh, let me eat that shit by the pound. I want to get in touch with my feminine side. The stupidest shit I ever heard, to be honest with you. But this is the sale today. Someone sent me a picture of some young boy dressed in this purple dress, and I thought, are you effing kidding? When I see shit like that, it actually makes me want to hurl. It really does. To see that the governments of respective, wherever you may live, except for Russia. Russia is the only country in the world right now that has made a stand that they're not into that LGBT XYZ 123 bullshit. So, oh, geez, well, they're going to be left standing. Somebody asked me that question. What did you say? What do you mean by left standing? You know. I was talking to a buddy of mine about Sodom and Gomorrah and how God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and I said they must have had reached the same plateau we have, where they basically reversed everything. Everybody was inverted, sexual deviation up the wazoo. God had had enough and wiped it out. That I have had enough of this shit, I'm done with it. And he wiped it out. Now, again, I'm paraphrasing, I'm not putting any words in God's mouth. I'm just expressing a means of expression. So, then I thought about that. Well, if God took Sodom and Gomorrah because they had become so incorrigible, so corrupt, so messed up and violated, so programmed that you could not reverse that, that the only way to save society, whatever was left of it, so that infestation of that stupidity didn't go any further, he had to destroy it. And then I thought, well, ho ho ho, we are now in North America. And I'm speaking from North America because this much I know for sure. I live here. I see the bullshit here. I'm thinking, okay, if God wiped out Sodom and Gomorrah because they were so incorrigible and so corrupt and so damaged they couldn't be fixed, wouldn't ask for repentance if you offered it to them, what's he going to do to America and Canada? What's he going to do to these countries? We all have Bibles. We've all read them. We all know about Jesus for the most part. Most people know of Jesus. But if you've read the Bible and you are a believer, and you're into that bullshit that's going on today, then you know what? You're going to get a double whammy. A double whammy. If God didn't tolerate that crap way back then, you think he's going to do it today? I'm surprised, to be quite honest with you, I am surprised he hasn't shaken the planets to its rafters, to be honest with you. With all the horseshit that's been going on, especially in the last 3 years, holy jumping, I'm surprised he's still sitting on the throne. That he hasn't got off the throne, I mean, just beside himself. That's just my opinion. You know, God's a lot more intellectual than I am, far more wise, whatever, but. And you have to think that behavior was so unacceptable that it brought two nations down into ash. Is there going to be anything left of Canada or the United States? Think about it. At one point in time, God was held in the highest honor in this country, and now today, you know, we're looking at LGBT. We're looking at Carl Schwab, Klaus Schwab, you know, the most destructive man on the planet, destroying nations everywhere, corrupting them, violating them, turning them into some perverse concept of life. You know, now we got our politicians who are not any better. In fact, are probably on his team, being paid by him, who knows. And then we have lawlessness in the country. Nobody official law enforcement not doing anything. Except oppressing the people who have rights, freedoms and privileges, are being assaulted every time they exercise those rights. Imagine that. Talk about an inversion. What was it, in the 60s when Nixon resigned? They escorted his ass out the White House. Today they escort our one sock into Parliament. Imagine that. Imagine that. I got a video here about Russia and Russians and what Russians think about the world's opinion. They expressed it with a finger. In the middle of your hand, you got an index finger, middle finger, and then you got your third little finger. They call it a ring finger. Shouldn't call it a ring finger. They should call that a money pit finger. My buddy from Trinidad, he'll enjoy that little joke. He'll understand what I mean. That's a money pit finger. But anyway, between the index finger, the middle finger, and the money pit finger, there's that middle finger. And they all seem to have this condition, that they display that middle finger in what they think about the global opinion. I laughed. I would be doing the same thing if I were in their shoes. You know, they seem to be, well, the appearance is always something that you always have to kind of question, right? Because appearances can be just, you know, fabricated, because especially if it's a video. But, it's a good propaganda weapon. It's a good psychology weapon. It's to let the West know that they're not going to cave in that easy. And if you want it, you're going to have to work for it. Now, in my humblest opinion, I don't think really much is going on over there except more money laundering going to everybody over there. And they're saying this many died, this many died, this many died, and people are being hard done by. And instead of this being resolved, it's being perpetuated. And if you do a correlation between Putin and Hitler, it's almost identical. Almost identical. When Hitler came in, Germany was broke. When Putin came in, Russia was broke. After a couple of years of removing Zionist banks and taxes and debts and all this other shit, Germany's economy began to thrive. All of a sudden, they had prosperity. When Putin got rid of that SWIFT and all the other stuff tied to the European banking system and just went back to ruble and gold, guess what? Their economy is thriving and they're prospering. Imagine that. What a correlation. Now, it wasn't until much later that we realized that Hitler was getting supplied by Ford, GM, Opel, Standard Oil, and General Tire. And my thinking is, at this point in the game, again, it's a little far-fetched for some of you to get, but I think the money that's being laundered to the Ukraine is going to help, going in supporting Russia. Russia is going to break out in a war. Something is going to stimulate it and to create or direct Russia to go into war. Now, depending on how you read the Bible, they're one of the countries that are going to attack Israel or go toward the Middle East. Let's just say that much. So I'm not sure what's going to trigger that point, but I will say this. The correlation between Germany and Russia are almost to a T. And when it's all said and done, they will blame the Russians like they blamed the Germans for all kinds of hideous activities that they never did. Just like Germany. So I'm presenting this so that we don't get, again, deceived and manipulated by the media. Just stand back and watch. I got a friend of mine. She's right wing. And I'm neutral. I'm not left wing, not right wing. I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. You know, I'm me. I use my head and I think for myself. So we're looking at Fauci stepping down. He's retiring, right? And he's going to get over $300,000 a year for his pension. $300,000 a year for murdering and butchering the planet. $300,000 a year to be a aide to the president to tell him, to provide him information so that he can make a judgment. $300,000 a year to bullshit the world and the American public. So my friend's saying, well, he's going to get it now. The Nuremberg is going to go after him, blah, da, dee, blah, da, da. And I told her that ain't going to happen. He's retired. He will go back into some lab somewhere. He'll continue working on the next bioweapon. I mean, you heard Bill Gates saying another virus is coming up. They need Fauci back in the lab. They need Fauci back there to make the next bioweapon. They need him to supervise. They need him to. They need his, you know, his information that he has. So I don't see anything going to happen to him. But I did want to point out that $300,000 a year for a butcher. For a butcher of America, especially. He butchered the planet. Bill Gates is a bigger butcher. 300,000 East Indians wiped out by his vaccine, which was probably created by Fauci. 300,000 Chinese wiped out from a vaccine, probably created by Fauci as well. 300,000 Africans in Africa, you know, those colored people down there, you know, they got a little suntan. 300,000 of them wiped out. That's almost a billion people that this guy has killed. And he's still walking scot-free? Are you effing kidding me? If we did that, we'd be in jail. They'd throw away the key. Must be true what they say. Money talks and bullshit walks. And that's probably what's kept them out. Money. You know, money. The other day I was talking about America waging war on the poor. And I forgot to get to it in the live stream, so I'm going to talk about it now. In Los Angeles, there is a trailer park area there where people live. And it's the cheapest place to live in L.A. And people don't have money there, and they're barely getting by to get a meal. They're living in squalor. So what's happening now is corporations are buying these things out. And when they buy them out, they are now throwing these people out in the street. These happen to be Hispanic people. Now, really, it doesn't matter what the race is or what the color is. They had been all European descent, same thing would have happened. But this is going on as well. We are in the war for our lives. They want to take away our living arrangements. They want to take away any kind of haven you may have. They want your money back. They want their money back. The money you worked for, the money you sweat for, the money you bled for, they want that back. You know. So I'm looking at this, and it goes to court. The court was such a kangaroo court. And the one guy had told something to this woman. Basically, she told him to F off. And apparently, he didn't like it too much. So anyway, now this is going on in L.A. Expect this to happen across North America. And in Europe, if these kind of things are over there, as well as Central and East Bloc. Any part of Africa. Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, South America, Central America, the Caribbean. If you got something and you think you're okay and you think you can, you know, you're going to be all right because you got your little haven. Let me remind you. If the government wants your land, and you can talk to the natives about this one, in Canada and the United States, if the government wants your land, they will take it. A buddy of mine was talking to me. He had gotten some crown land from the crown that he inherited. I believe it's over somewhere, Kingston area, maybe past. I forget now where he told me it was. And the poor fellow had some acreage there, and he didn't want to sell it. So the government just came and took it from him. Put a fence between his house and his barn. Welcome to Canada, eh? The land of... I don't know what we're the land of anymore. The land of chaos, confusion, and bullshit. This country has all three in abundance. Sad to say. But here's a guy living on his property, his own property, all lock, stock, and barrel. The government never made him any offer, a legitimate offer. Didn't want to sell the land, and yet the military came in and just took it over. So if they're doing that now, what are they going to do when they incorporate harsher laws, harsher regulations? They're talking about now Canada's going to follow France. You know, see, this is the problem with Canada. Monkey see, monkey do. Canada sees the monkey across there in France doing some stupid shit. Now we're going to do the same thing. Both France is hiring police for the green police. The green police. So they can go out there and make sure farmers are not shitting on their property so that they will not increase nitrogen. So if they catch a farmer shitting on his property, they're going to fine him. I'm exaggerating that part of it a little bit, just to throw a little humor on here. So they don't want cows to shit on the field. Where's the cow supposed to shit then? You going to put a cork in the cow's ass or what? You know, I mean, seriously, how stupid can this be? And the cow shit is the best thing for the soil. But you see, in a war, we use lies, deception, and manipulation, and you tell everybody that nitrogen is a problem, and people believe it. This is how the World Economic Forum, the UN, and all the governments of the world realize how fucking stupid people have become. If they will believe that bullshit, they will believe the next line, and the next line, and the next line. And that's what's been going on for 2.8 years. Bullshit upon bullshit upon bullshit, and people still keep falling for it. The brain has become disengaged. You are now entering the Twilight Zone. And when you see that darkness, you know, and the theme music of the Twilight Zone, and you're inside this person's head, and the deeper you go, the darker it gets, and when you finally find the center, you'll find there is nothing there. real estate ready to be rented. It's true. It's so true. This is what we're dealing with today as well. This is what's going to get us into war. This is what's going to get us into war, civil or whatever. People have become so shut down in the mental faculties, they're unable to think, and in their irrational time, they act irrationally. You know, they don't think, don't read, or they just go along to play along. It's interesting what we see today. Had a situation, it kind of irked my ire. My mom calls me up, tells me that my little nephew in America got a jab. One of the parents took him in and got him jabbed. 4-year-old, 4 years old. And I'm having a conversation with my mom, and I'm telling her, what in F's name is she doing that for? Kid's 4 years old, he's got natural immunity. She said, I know. When I hear stuff like that, you know, from other people, I get just as angry. I really do. Because, you know, now what's happening is we got all these 4-year-olds and 3-year-olds, they're going to grow up effed up in their endocrine system and in their biology. And they're not going to be able to think for themselves either. Most of them are going to wind up with some kind of brain damage. And then Klaus Schwab will start talking, oh, my little children, you, oh, you're so loved, and you died. And they go, yay, Klausy baby. And Klausy now wants you to go home and kill your parents. And they'll go, yay, Klausy baby. And they'll go home and kill their mom and dad. See, that's the problem, and this is the danger of what we're doing today. By not staying focused, educating yourself, learning, growing, evolving. This stuff is all programmable. The cell phone attaches to the DNA, incorporating their DNA into a program. They'll probably have, you know, flashes of whoever the World Economic Forum leader will be of that day. And they'll think he's some sort of demigod. And they'll say, oh, yeah, we'll follow him. Yeah, what does he want? Yeah, we'll go kill our parents. Yeah. Then they'll tell them, okay, your parents had a lot of money. We need that money. Can you get it for us? Sure. You know, this sounds like a fantasy, but it isn't. It really isn't. 4 years old, got that effing jab. I was pissed off, you have no idea. I had to go for a walk, literally. You know, you ever get one of those moods where you want to reach out and touch somebody? You know, quick, hard, and deliberately. And you want to make sure that the demons in their system are gone forever. That's what I felt. And I know everyone has a choice to make, but these kids do not deserve the bio warfare they put into the CRISPR technology they put into them. You know, it's interesting, even the day before it happened, I was talking, and I actually got to see my mom on Zoom, and I was expressing the whole agenda so that everybody in the room could hear it. Obviously, one brain cell does not create the right proper functionality for the rest of the head to get caught up. You actually need a brain. So I'm anyway, I heard that shit today and I was like, okay. Looking at all the stuff here. And Canada now is also going to be launching. France is launching Green Police. We're going to be doing that here too in Canada. Oh, Canada. But Saskatchewan told the federal government, if your people come here to Saskatchewan and harass the farmers with your bullshit, we will arrest them. Saskatchewan's sounding better all the time. You know, they're at least their premier is fighting for them on some small level. Come here with your bullshit, we'll arrest you. I know, that's pretty good. I like that. That has a lot of appeal to me. Protecting the farmers. Should be protecting the truck drivers, too. Truck drivers and farmers are the backbone of Canada. Have always been the backbone of Canada. Without the farmer and the truck driver, you got nothing. So anyway, now Canada's also going to be launching this digital ID, just like Klaus Schwab said. Klaus Schwab talked about it 2 days ago, and little one sack said, okay, we're going to do it in Canada. Ooh. Just call me one sock dumbass. Okay. we're going to launch this digital ID. But their idea of a digital ID, Klaus was talking about, was actually chipping people. And Ding Dong will do the same thing here. Unfortunately, in Canada, we have no mechanism to remove a warped-ass prime minister from power. We have no mechanism. We have to go to the Senate. Show them a little cash and see what happens. Oh, look at the gold coming my way. Ooh. Welcome to Canada, eh? So now we're going to have a digital weapon inserted into young people. So they can be monitored for their protection. You notice that same thing We're going to protect you. We're going to protect you. I didn't ask you to protect me. I pretty well can do that all by myself. I never had any help from you before. I mean, you'll give every foreigner that comes across the border here everything they need and want, even money, paychecks, whatever, when they don't even have to go to work. Imagine that. This is true. And we were talking about that earlier today. They're bringing all these people over from the Ukraine and this and that. My one buddy was saying they got like 6 or 8 people living across, maybe 11, I think, people living in this one house, and they're all making about $100,000 a year that the government has paid, gave them the house and a wage. This is right here in Essex County. And how many people lost their businesses because of this bullshit that they pulled? And they're giving all these people, why don't they give Canadians $100,000? So they can pull themselves out of a debt tax-free, and start their own economy without having to deal with the bullshit. How come they don't do that? Makes you wonder, do I live in Canada or do I live in China? This looks a lot like China. Chinada. Like I said, tonight was going to be a show of multiverse. Then you got this protest in Tecumseh, going back to that a little bit, and about them protesting about the voluntary isolation sites for migrant workers. Everybody in Canada should be up in arms over this bullshit, because what is a migrant worker? Define that. Is a migrant worker someone that comes from another country and comes here for a short period of time to work the fields or do whatever and go home? Or is a migrant worker somebody that's in an internment camp and they decide they need you to do your job in some other internment camp? So now they're transferring you from one camp to another. Is that a migrant worker? Or is a migrant worker a bunch of people that refuse to take the jab, refuse to get photo ID, refuse to be part of this one world bullshit, get arrested, and then they move you from camp to camp because they need you to either die or work? Imagine that. Some things that make my head go bump in the dark. You know, nothing's what it seems. I've been saying that for quite some time. Okay, I've been saying that for quite some time. Just gonna see if I got pretty much everything. Oh, this one here. I saved the worst for last. Well, I actually talked about it a little bit at the beginning. Sodom and Gomorrah. California and their termination ritual. Infanticide. They're going to open the door to California. So if you want to get an abortion, you can go to California or come to Canada. Come to Canada, eh? We'll remove that excess baggage you're carrying. Don't worry about it. Come enjoy Canada. Now California is going to do the same thing. You know, and they're redefining what it means to kill or to kill a baby or a baby to die in an act of infanticide. They're going to redefine this. I'm excited. The more you peel the onion on this planet, the more this planet shits. Shit stinks. Amazing. Just amazing.
Welcome to Canada.
Then there's another thing about swarm bosses. It may be an old video, but you may want to watch. It's not the one where the guys on stage, there's a bunch of them all being flown in unison and landing. You may want to pay attention to that, because that is the weapon of choice to hunt people that are going to be in the field or hiding. And the way they'll find you is either through your cell phone or through your DNA. That's how they're going to find you. So keep that in mind. Have a look at all these things, you know. Because they've not stopped. They're not going to stop. They're going to continue evolving their weaponry. It's just the nature of the beast. Just the nature of the beast. You know. So again, keep that all in mind. I'm going to mention also tomorrow, not tomorrow, today is Wednesday, Thursday, I'll probably do a live stream, and I will send another invite. Unfortunately, some of you are not in the time zone, so maybe what I can do is aim to do one on the weekend. So tell me where you're located, if you're in Europe or Australia, anywhere in the world, so I can try to find a happy medium for, Australia is like, what, 12 hours, 14 hours ahead of us. Japan, I think, is 13 hours. I think somebody in Germany is saying 6 hours. So it's kind of hard to get it all lined up. So what I can do maybe is on the weekend pick a day and then say I'm going to do a show at a time that maybe those of you in Europe can be awake to hear it. So I have an idea. You know, that kind of thing. All right, I think I'm going to have an early show tonight. I'm a little tired, and I'm going to be doing the live stream, so I'm going to be looking up material. I want everybody to be, you know, alert. Check out these links. You know, these are thought-provoking links. You may want to take a look at them. Not just read them, but look at them and actually think about them. So that you can actually see, you know, what's really going on. These things are all tied together. We talked to tonight. They're not just hit and miss. They're all tied together. And it's important that you understand that everything is all tied together. So if you take out the head, another one will pop up. It's just the nature of the beast. So like I said, do the best you can, you know, in whatever you're, however you're living. Just try to avoid the entanglements and the snares, because there are a lot out there. There's a lot out there, and there's a lot out there trying to trap you so that you can never ever return. Okay, it's the way it is. It's the way it is. You know, just thinking. I think I got pretty much everything. All right, I think I'm going to wind it down here. I always say at the end of these shows, read the gospel. I'm going to still tell you to keep reading the gospel. Read what Jesus had to say. Read what Jesus was talking about. Look at what he did. Look how he lived. Look how he acted. Look how he mended the sick. Helped the brokenhearted. So, again, check out the gospel, check out the letters, check out the New Testament, all of it. Check out Revelations. Revelations is telling you, is giving you a bird's eye view of what's to come. You know, it is the reenacting of prophecy all over again. So these may help in these troubled times. Okay, on the bottom of the page, I've got people also there who are giving of their time and their effort to help people find healing. So if you can help them financially, please do so. If you can't, don't worry about it. We all understand that everybody, a lot of people took a hit. So if you can share the show, share the show. And again, tomorrow I will do a broadcast email. I'll see if I can put a future slot here for a show. Then when this goes out, or I'll just resend it tomorrow. You know, I'll probably put it out maybe an hour, hour and a half before I do the show. Alrighty, yeah, share the show, share all the data you can, help people out. You know, that would go a long way helping other people as well. All right. As I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health, take care.